Welcome to the What Did Jesus Say Movement podcast. I'm your host, Belinda R. Stokes, founder and leader of the What Did Jesus Say Movement. Today, Keith A. Kelly will co-host with me.
Today's topic is what did Jesus say about resisting Satan's temptation? Every day, I'm tempted to eat too much. How about you?
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time, you know, all kinds of temptations.
We're tempted to make wrong choices, bad food choices, mm-hmm. bad habits, mm-hmm. immoral, illegal activity, mm-hmm. even lying. Mm-hmm. But Jesus was tempted too. And so we're going to talk about what did Jesus say to overcome Satan's temptations.
Amen. And we're going to always start by reading the Word of God. So we're going to read from Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungered. And when the tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man is not shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Well, you know, that Satan is something else. Mm-hmm. When temptation comes, it comes that God doesn't tempt us.
Right.
Our temptation comes from Satan. Mm-hmm. Now, in this first temptation, what Satan is doing, Evangelist Keith, mm-hmm. is he is challenging Jesus's identity mm-hmm. through the sin of the lust of the flesh. Let me just see verse 3. Here's what he says. Yeah. If you are the Son of God, mm-hmm. command that these stones be turned into bread. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you're God's son, mm-hmm. and you got all of this power, mm-hmm. then you can meet your own needs. Mm. All right? Because think about it. Mm-hmm. Jesus had been in that wilderness for 40 days, fasting and praying. Because see, if you fast and mm-hmm. you don't pray, mm-hmm. you just went on a diet. Mm. But fasting and prayer go together. Mm-hmm. And think about it. Jesus was fully God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was fully man.
Mm-hmm.
The man part of him was hungry.
Oh, yeah.
And so Satan used the fact that Jesus was hungry to tempt him mm-hmm. and turn it. You got the son.
Mm-hmm.
You omnipotent. Mm-hmm. You got all the power. Make yourself some food. Turn these stones into bread. And so, but he did not do that. In fact, what did he do?
Well, and I'll tell you what he did. One of the greatest things about this, and it really brings this home to me. You know, I was coming back from California,
mm-hmm.
and we drove.
That's right, you went recently.
Yeah, just recently. And we drove through the desert. And every time I go through the desert, I just kind of like, it goes back. I said, man, you know, the wilderness, the desert, I mean, when it's hot. You know,
dry,
and like you're out there in it. You know, like I try to leave early in the morning and drive through the desert when it's real cool. I don't like being driving through the night of the desert because I know it's real cold. And also on top of that, if something happens to the car, I want to be doing the, I have a full day to deal with it.
You're a wise man.
I'm just like, that's exactly what I want.
Wow.
But it made me understand. I said, you know, children of Israel were in the desert.
Mm.
I mean, there's something about the desert and stripping you and making you stronger.
Mm.
You know, because you got to go through deserts even as Christians. We go through spiritual deserts.
Oh, my Lord.
You know what I mean? And we go through, we're not all the time on the mountaintop.
That's
you know,
right.
A lot of times we go through the desert and we don't know what to do. And as long as you stay prayed up, and maybe sometimes when you're going through the desert, time to fast. Fast and pray.
Amen. Like Jesus.
This is like Jesus did. And so, you know, I want to go through some of these verses and kind of get your take on some of these verses, Sister Belinda. I mean, like, you know, the first, I like to go through verse 4 because we read through 3. And he answered, it is written, thou shalt, you mentioned that, thou shalt not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Mm.
That's the word of God. Every word that Jesus says that's in this word, that's in this Bible, every word is so important to
every
us.
Every word.
For our existence, for our lives, for, you know, we know when we're supposed to repent. We know when we're supposed to, you know, when we get reproved or admonished or rebuked. It's all in the word. You can read it. But if you don't read it, again, I say this all the time. If people don't read the Bible, if they don't take time to read the Bible, and they, you know, they go to church and, you know, and they're very nice people. I mean, there's some great people. But the bottom line is we got to tell them the truth. And the truth is that you have to study this word. You have to be hungry. Our Father, you remember this, it was the Lord's Prayer? Give us this day our daily bread, okay? So the bread that basically, that Satan was trying to get him to, you know, make the stones to eat bread for his flesh, we also, every word, Jesus said, but every word, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
And you know what? If some of us was Jesus out in the wilderness, boy, we would have turned them stones into matzahs.
That's right. That's
biscuits
right.
And cornbread,
a whole lot of
burrata
people.
Bread. But Jesus, the thing that I love, what did he say? He said in verse 4, it is written. We can't, you know what I call this? I call this having a Bible study with the devil. But you cannot have a Bible study with the devil or anyone else if you don't know the word for yourself.
That's right.
Because you can't teach what you don't know. But the word of God is a sword.
Amen.
And so if someone attacks you and you have a weapon, you're going to take it out and use it. And that's what Jesus did. He took out the sword of the word.
Amen.
And he told him, it is written.
It is written.
Oh, my good. What's the next temptation?
Well, let me do this. Let me get your take on this one. Then the devil taketh him into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, I will give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, at least at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Give me your take on that, or your expound on that, sister.
Well, again, see, Satan don't really have no new tricks. The same tricks he used back then, he's still using today. This time, he's again challenging Jesus' identity. But this time, it's through the pride of life. Let's see. He said, he took him up on a pinnacle and told him, cast yourself down. If you got all the power, if you're the Son of God, go ahead and jump off the cliff. But the interesting thing is, Satan is not all wise, but he got a little sense. You see what he did? Jesus, with the first temptation, Jesus hit him with the sword of the Spirit when he said it is written.
That's right.
Here comes Satan trying to say, tell Jesus in verse 6, he says, oh, it is written. Satan is trying to quote the word to Jesus, the living word. But if you'll note, he said it wrong. He took that scripture, wherever he took it from, I think it was from Psalms. He misquoted it.
Right.
And see, this is why we have to know the word of God for ourselves. Satan misquoted the word to Jesus. And Jesus, again, what did he say? It is written, thou shall not. No, I'm went ahead of myself. Let's see. Where is it? I want to read. I'm sorry. Verse 7. Forgive me. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
That's right.
And so Satan, think about it. If Satan had the nerve, the audacity to tempt Jesus, What do you think he's going to do with us?
Oh, no. No, no, you're right. I mean, we can't tempt the Lord thy God. We have to walk uprightly, and we can't be out there just doing crazy stuff and just, like, really thinking God knows all about, you know, what we're doing. We have to be read up and prayed up and, you know, seeking God all the time and making sure that we're doing the right thing, that we're not out of the will of God.
Well, we have to, well, you know, just like Jesus says things, this passage is so rare. It shows us that the enemy, Satan, also speaks to us.
Oh.
So we have to know whose voice we're listening
That's
to.
Right.
And Jesus said in another place, my sheep know my voice.
Yes.
And the voice of a stranger they will not follow.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me give you a tip. If you hear a voice saying, do something bad,
mm-hmm.
you know that's not the Lord.
Right.
But if it's something good, then you know that's God.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to do like Jesus did and have a Bible study with Satan. What's the last temptation?
Again, the devil taketh him up into the exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him.
Okay, he's at it this third time. This time, Satan is challenging Jesus' allegiance to God through the lust of the eyes. Mm-hmm. He's saying, if you fall down and worship me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you everything you can see.
Mm.
And you know, the enemy, he's still doing that with God's people.
Mm-hmm.
If you will do X, Y, and Z, I'm going to give you this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but again, we should only worship God.
That's right.
And him only.
Him only.
Only the Lord should we worship. And so at that point, the enemy knew he was fighting a losing battle.
Right.
And so he's like, you know what? I have lost this fight. I can't do nothing with Jesus.
Mm.
He keep taking out that sword
That's right.
and whipping me with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is vital. Oh, my goodness. It is critical that as Christians, we know the word of God. Because see, just Satan is going to attack us as Christians.
That's
he
right.
said, I came to steal, kill, and destroy. And guess what? He don't take a holiday.
Nope. It's always there, always on his job.
Right.
I mean, he's very zealous of trying to take us to hell every single day.
He don't take a holiday.
Nope.
He'll sit beside you in church. July 4th, he was at the cookouts tempting some Christian to have a drink.
You know, and he's been doing it a long time.
Yes,
And he's very deceptive.
Oh, my goodness.
And so what gets me is when you don't know the word and you're not seeking God, again, I always go back to reading the word every day and that daily bread. So
well,
important.
And so, again, if we want to resist the enemy, we have to do just like Jesus, our greatest role model, mm-hmm. have a Bible study and tell Satan it is written. You got to hide it in your heart because when he attacks you, you don't have time to say, wait a minute, where's that verse? No.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus went right into it. He didn't hem and haw. He said to me, it is written.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke's gospel says that Satan left him for a season.
Mm-hmm.
We know every season has a beginning
right.
and an end. That means
right.
he's like, I'm going to go bother somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come back to Jesus later.
Mm.
Okay, because he says, I came to steal, kill, and destroy. And he walks around seeking whom he can devour.
That's right.
The ones that he can devour are those who are weak in the word.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, we just have to hide the word daily. We eat food daily, so we have to eat the word daily.
That's right.
Thanks for tuning in today. New episodes will be released the last Monday of each month. Please subscribe so you will automatically receive new podcasts when they are released. Also, please share the podcast with your friends, family, church family, and others. We pray God's richest blessing upon you in your Christian journey.